The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hey there, BTN News listeners. It's Monday.
Hey, oh boy.
Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 16th of April, 2018. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend will be coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, some Google leaks came out over the weekend. You remember we were talking to you about the new Android P and might be more a little bit like the iPhone? Well, it's kind of looking that way now. Seems Google is testing a new navigation bar for Android P, and it looks pretty much just like Apple's new gesture and UI for the iPhone X. How do we know this? Well, it was leaked on an Android developer's blog. Oops. Even had a screenshot in all its glory on there, which, by the way, now has been removed. Now, from what we've seen, the new navigation bar will have that swipe-up gesture that reveals the multitasking UI. Yes, how familiar, or shall we say look familiar? Now, some things are familiar. Google appears to be still including its back button, you know, the little arrow at the top of the screen there. But we're also hearing that that little thing will only appear when it's actually required. So yes, that would be a bit of a change. Mind you, as we've heard, Google's only testing this now, so it's not the finished product yet. But it's kind of funny how Apple and Google have been kind of copying each other lately. iPhone's UIs had a little tease of an Android kind of look to it. And Google's saying, hey, you guys done some good stuff, we're going to steal from you too. Got yourself an Apple Watch, looked at it this morning and said, whew, it's put on a little weight, look kind of bloated. Maybe I should have that looked at. Problem is, though, will Apple do anything about it? Well, apparently they will. Apple is saying they will repair some, I'm going to put that in quotation marks, some Apple Watch 2 models that have those swollen batteries or that simply won't even power on at all. And believe it or not, they're saying they're going to do it for free. According to Apple's policy, they're saying that some Apple Watch 2 series devices may not power on at all or they may have experienced an expanded battery. If your watch has these such indications, it will service the eligible device free of charge. Only the 42mm size models are eligible for free repairs. Aha! This will not apply if you've got a Series 1 or 3 models, or of course the 38mm model. Yeah, get our hopes up, Apple, and down they go. Ah, back to Android news. Now, this is pretty much the news was this weekend. It was either Apple news or it was Google/Android news. Nonetheless, though, if you've got a kid that's using an Android phone right now, you might want to listen up to this one. Apparently, a new study has found about 3,300, yes, you heard me correctly, 3,300 Android apps have been tracking kids. Oh, boy. Now, yes, this study is coming from the U.S. and researchers that used an automated testing process. And in that process, discovered 3,337, so I guess it's 7 more than what I said a second ago, of family and child Android apps on Google Play Store that were actually collecting kids' data. The data being transmitted? Well, pretty much whatever was required for the app. In fact, they went on to say 40% of the apps actually transmitted the info without even using reasonable security measures. Meaning, yeah, you probably get yeah, your data wasn't safe. Now, a lot of you are probably saying, oh, isn't this against the law? Well, there's a gray area there. Right now, it was an automated test, and nothing is completely conclusive. Plus, you don't have iOS data, so we don't know how common the problem is across all the platforms. However, though, the FTC says they are looking into this. As far as what Google had to say, yeah, they didn't have any comment on the findings. And finally, yes, again, we're going to stay with Android phones today. I'm sorry. But again, if you're an Android user, you're going to want to listen to this. You know, there's a lot of Android manufacturers out there, from branded to off-brand to who knows what the brand is. Well, some security researchers thought, well, let's test some of these phones. And they did so, about 1,200 of them from a dozen manufacturers. The interesting thing that they found out, a lot of these OEMs, yeah, they would tell users, don't worry, man, you're fully protected. Everything's updated. And it wasn't. Yeah, that's kind of scary. You're thinking, yeah, I've got all the patches and security updates I need, and they never installed, and they just basically lied to you. Now, if you think of these are off-the-market phones, yeah, some of them were, but there was also phones such as Samsung, HTC, and even Google's Pixel phone. The researchers found out that several vendors didn't install a single patch since the phone was purchased. Now, believe it or not, Google actually did comment on this one, stating that security updates are one of many layers used to protect Android devices and users. These layers of security, combined with the tremendous diversity of the Android ecosystem, contributed to the researchers' conclusion that remote exploitation of the Android devices remains challenging. Yes, BTN News listeners, that statement right there is what you call PR crap. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, that is our website for the podcast, of course. Get subscribed over there. You can also subscribe to our blog. Check out our review section. So many things going on over there. Check it out right now. BritishTechNetwork.com, again, is the destination. Also, on Instagram and Facebook, you can find us at British Tech Network. We're on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. But don't forget about our BTN community, because that's the place you really need to be. And if you're not already, come on over and join us. We'd love to have you. You can find it at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be returning for your Tuesday edition. Hopefully a little less Android news. Yeah, I promise. I'll do my best anyways. In any case, we'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, try your best to have a good old Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.